Sunday is International Widow's Day. How will you plead the case of the widow this year? And camping is leading to gospel opportunities worldwide. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Prostitution, begging, gathering food from trash. This is what often awaits a woman in India when her husband dies. There are 115 million widows around the world, and a third of them live in India. This Sunday, June 21st, is International Widows Day. It was established to raise awareness for widows who are culturally abused. Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos explains why a woman in India is ostracized for her husband's death.
It's considered to be the wife's fault. It doesn't matter how the husband died. It's her fault. She must have done something bad in her past life. The husband now is paying for the sins of his wife's wrongdoing.
One widow was cast into the streets by her own children, and then some Christians found her.
The believers built her a home, and she says to them, "My own children rejected me, but you, you younger sisters, you are like my own children now. You have received me."
GFA's widow ministry opens doors to sharing God's love. It is truly life-changing. You can go to our website to get details or get involved. Continuing our spotlight on India, we turn next to Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Lindsay Ackerman.
In many ways, becoming a widow is like a social death. You are literally outcast from your own family, from your own community.
India's society sees widowhood as a curse from the gods.
It's really difficult for a woman to overcome that because if the gods say that she's cursed, there's nothing she can do to change that. And all she can do is accept her lower status in the community.
Mission India's adult literacy classes are bringing widows hope. You see, job options open up when widows learn how to read, and that gives them hope for the future. They also learn about the one true God who loves them, giving widows hope for eternity. You can visit us online for more, and please, will you pray for India's widows?
We just really need to pray overall that as the message of the gospel spreads, that India as a culture will come to value its women.
This is Mission Network News. Manipur, about the size of New Jersey, is one of India's poorest states. Medical issues are often ignored until they become critical. Bibles for the World launched the Sealmet Christian Hospital nearly 50 years ago to help. But co-founder Moy Padidi says the needs are ongoing, so they regularly send medical teams to help.
We partnered with our friends at Jewish Voice Ministries International. They brought doctors, nurses, volunteers, not only from USA, but also 8 came from Ethiopia.
Word of mouth spread quickly.
The demand is so great and the ministry is so effective. People from the city of Imphal and the nearby towns came by bus.
At the end of 5 days, the team saw over 7,000 patients. And the best news?
3,461 came for prayer and counseling, and there were 133 people who received Christ as Lord and Savior.
Want to go on the next trip? Well, plans are in the works. Our website can link you. Elsewhere, can a week at camp change a life? AMG International says you bet it can. Over the years, thousands of kids connected to AMG's programs have spent time at camps in the Philippines, Thailand, and in Guatemala. In fact, many decisions for Christ have been made at camp. Mission teams come in to help run the camps, and in turn, their lives change too, because they can see God's fingerprints everywhere. It boils down to the simplicity of the gospel affecting change. There's more at our website. And do you remember the God the Father translation controversy last spring? Well, it threatened a partnership between Wycliffe Bible Translators USA and the Assemblies of God, the world's largest Pentecostal body. An independent panel reviewed the issue and gave Wycliffe 10 recommendations, which Wycliffe agreed to implement. As a result, the Assemblies of God USA is continuing its support for Wycliffe. Pray that believers move forward in unity for the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you send us your best gift, I'll send you this year's 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide that'll help you pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which incidentally begins July 9th. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.